Hey everyone, welcome to the Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. I am the founder of Blueberry Podcasting. Today I'm solo with you. Both Mike and Mackenzie are on well-deserved vacation time. I was out, of course, last week. Mike did the show independently along with all of our well wishes for the holidays. I just want to start off today, really kind of taking some time, and we're going to go out of our normal format. I'm still going to have a few news items, but I'm going to take just a few minutes to look back at 2020 and also to look forward as we head into 2021 and new horizons. First and foremost, Happy New Year. And I hope that you've had a decent holiday, been able to spend some time with friends, family. I know that COVID restrictions are not allowing all the things we want to do, but now with vaccines being deployed largely worldwide, maybe things will start to look a lot brighter here as we head into the new year. And I know maybe some of you have already gotten a shot for, been inoculated. But anyway, that being said, just let me go over a little bit of what's going on in news, and then I guess I can kind of dig in a little deeper on some of the thoughts I've got that I want to share with you today. There was an announcement in Pod News about Spotify and that folks that create fringe or derivatives or remixes of popular music have found a loophole and been able to publish those remixes in as a podcast. And this is leading to some scrutiny and, of course, copyright concerns. So please just be aware that Spotify is not, if you're creating music, they have their own way to get you involved in their artist platform, but don't do it through a podcast. It's really a quick way to owing someone a lot of money. And if we look at some of the articles that are coming out, was 2020 really the year podcasting took shape? I think we definitely saw some great expansion in 2020, and maybe it would be looked back upon as an inflection point. With the number of folks starting new shows was really pretty unprecedented. But I think that as I look at 2020, it was definitely a year of uniqueness. And maybe that's what I'll lead into. But those two new stories, Spotify podcast loophole and was 2020 really the year podcasting took shape? I'll let you review that, and then you can come back to us and give us your thoughts. But if you look back at 2020, really, we started the year with a very full schedule of planned events and things that were going on, and then very, very quickly, things started to diminish, and our last live event was in Florida with PodFest. Just at the, really, if it happened a week later, we probably wouldn't have had the show because the COVID lockdowns were starting to happen. But during this year, we've seen lots of acquisitions, and I'm not going to go over through each of those or the ramifications of it. But one thing that we have seen is growth. The growth has come from you and starting second shows. It's come from companies that have decided that they needed an additional way to reach their business partners or clients or potential clients. And I think my takeaway is looking at businesses starting podcasts is that they're really kind of closing the circle. Many of them had Facebook pages, Instagram pages. They were doing maybe some stuff on YouTube. Most companies have a pretty active social engagement. And I think for many companies, podcast was kind of like the one thing that they weren't doing. And it made sense, really, with everyone at home, working from home, consuming content from home. I know it changed my viewing and listening habits considerably. I found myself watching a lot more YouTube series. Find myself listening to a lot more podcasts. I think that my aversion to mainstream media news really drove that more than anything because of the divisive political stuff that was happening. So for me, podcasting and YouTube was an escape really from that onslaught of what I would kind of consider negativity. So for me, it made sense when companies started jumping in and started, you know, doing more shows or doing, you know, starting a show for the first time. And if nothing else, some of them were informational. Some of them were outright pitches. It just ran the full gambit. We also saw the decimation of radio and so many radio personalities that now find themselves without a job. When the local advertising market dried up and there was really no one advertising about buying cars or anything like that, these radio stations really got heavily impacted. So we saw a lot of radio personalities joining the space. At the same time, many of you started second and third shows. And I think that probably surprised me the most was seeing the number of folks that really took on this additional workload to produce second and third shows or start networks. A lot of networks were started this year. I don't think that a lot of people that are building networks have good strategies. And if you're one of our customers that are building a network, you know, I would recommend that you set up some time to talk with me about that in detail, largely because, you know, I've built a network in the past, understand what it takes to sustain one. So I've got some good insights there for you and how to really scale that. COVID really drove us all underground to a certain extent. And with lots of extra time on our hands, we didn't have to commute. But at the same point, we had more distractions. Many of you have children at home that weren't going to school. You know, so it really, really added this new dynamic. And many of you probably have a spouse or partner that, you know, normally would go off to do and maybe both of you going off to do a 9-to-5, and now you're both at home, and that created all kinds of interesting, well, for better, for worse, right? So I think if we look back, really, I think that this was a year where people understood that there was more time to create podcasts, more opportunity to reach people doing a pod or starting to listen to podcasts, and shows that really kind of followed the Blueberry Way, which, you know, we talk about on every one of these programs. It really boils down to the understanding now that Google and the power of search, as we've all seen it for many, many, and I think that there's some perspective here. If I go back before podcasting, and when Google was getting started, and really maybe, you know, that was almost around the same time frame. But for me, I spend many hours a week trying to make sure that my website would rank well. And because that was really the only way your site could be discovered. There was no vehicles. There was no social media vehicles. So I understood the importance of that very early on and continue to do so today. As we've talked about many times on this show, having your own .com, having your own brand, having the ability to post rich show notes with outbound links and then getting cross promoted from the maybe a guest or a company that you've covered and them linking back to you or taking your media. It just makes a lot of sense. And Google is fully now engaged in making sure that episodes are being indexed as high as an importance as episodes. And as we move forward, Google's going to have a bigger impact on the space. For I congratulate all of you that have really decided that our methodology of having your website on your .com, or at least a website of your own design and or ability to post what you want on it is really, really super critical, and having a place to call home. You know, my personal show that I do, I really don't talk to my audience in this manner, but I call my website, my personal website, Moonbase Alpha. And I look upon it as the sole destination of where I want people to fully understand where they can come back to find the website, find information, find blog posts, find information that I have put out for them. And also at the same time, providing a platform where people are discovering the website can very plainly see that there's a podcast associated with it and can subscribe to it immediately on any page of the website. And that strategy has proven to be very, very successful for me over the years. And it's a lot of the things that have driven the philosophy here at Blueberry. And we know what works. We know what is successful. And I'm not saying that there aren't shows that are successful without their own websites, but it's rare, very, very rare, to see a show become super successful without their own website, controlling their own brand. You know, it's pretty hard if you want to build a big brand to be on a locked down vertical, which 90% of the podcasting hosts are. You basically get what they give you, whereas we allow you have creative freedom to put what you want on your website. Our free WordPress websites that we provide to customers are amazing. It's an amazing opportunity to learn how to set up some promotional stuff, the social sharing, all that stuff that you need really to grow a show. Now, you're still doing stuff on Facebook and Instagram and wherever your audience may hang out. But at the same point, you know that you can send them back to your Moonbase Alpha where everything originates. And then if they so choose to listen on Spotify or Apple Podcast or via Google Podcast, so be it. It's fine. That's really the ultimate goal, is to continue to build this brand awareness and brand discovery from your own site by having, again, good episode titles that people are going to search for, along with, you know, some show notes that you spend more than 5 minutes on that have rich data that back up that title. So, but I'm kind of getting around going too deep today, but, you know, as I look ahead into 2021 from a Blueberry perspective, we've got a vision of what we want to do. And we're very, very excited about being able to bring that vision to you. It's taken a long time to get from really point A to point Z, but I'm really, really excited about our UI UX development. I'm very excited about some new onboarding stuff that we have going on, some new tools we're bringing to the marketplace, and really being able to make the experience that you have on blueberry.com similar to the experience you may have if you're using PowerPress on your own website and integrating a lot of those tools. And of course, many of you saw it within PowerPress, we brought the network plugin, which used to be a separate plugin from us, integrated it into PowerPress. So now all our pro hosting customers can easily turn that on and build their networks, so showcasing sites. And if you're not familiar with that, we'd happy to demo that for you. But as we move into 2021 and life as we know it resumes some sensibility of normalcy, hopefully by mid-year, you know, I'm worried about those of you that have created these new shows that now maybe are going to be going back to the office and having a commute and maybe some of the normal life activities of your kids and sports and all that stuff we've given up in 2020 starts to come back into everyday life. I think we all look forward to some of that, right? So will you be able to sustain the show or shows, the new shows that you have created with things coming back to normal? And my advice, and we'll probably be talking more about this later, is you need to set yourself a schedule and determine what your publishing schedule is going to be for all the shows that you're doing as you move forward. I've been watching what's been going on with the Podcast Archive Initiative, and I'm very excited about where that's going. I think we're going to see new tools and new functions and new promotional and new money earning capabilities for podcasters. Really, everything that the Podcast Archive is doing is a lot about sustainability and sustainability for you, sustainability for apps. And at the same time, allowing us as hosting providers to bring new features to the table that you can use as you're building your audiences and building your shows in ways to excerpt specific content and a whole bunch of things. Now, you know, we did the integration with Headliner this year. And, you know, one of the reasons we did that was the upkeep of our post to social platform was proving to be challenging because Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, they kept changing the rules on how you would integrate, what you're allowed to publish, what you weren't. So it just seemed like we're in a constant state of going through and updating that. And we figured with Headliner, this would be a better way. And we're going to be bringing some more partners on that have their main focus is helping you promote your shows. And I think this is a very exciting part of the new businesses that are coming into the podcasting space. I think that you'll be able to take advantage of, you know, all these tools. If they'd have been available when I first started podcasting, I can't imagine what I would have been able to build with those types of tools. Are truly, truly remarkable. We're going to see if companies continue to do shows for their brands. You know, they're going to look at the cost versus return. And this has always been the case for big companies. They come into podcasting. We've seen it time and time again. Audible was one of those companies. You know, they came in and embraced podcasting, then they quit. They came in, they embraced podcasting again, they quit. So now they're on the third shot at this. And I think they've got a pretty good strategy this time going forward instead of a makeshift thing. But I think that even though now Amazon is considered to be a distribution point, we should look at what regular companies are going to be doing with their shows. And I think they've understood the challenge of building big audiences, just like those of you that are creating independent podcasts. Is it worth it to do a podcast for a company where you're reaching 100, 200, 300 customers on an episode? You know, many of these companies are used to building user bases in the tens of thousands. So I think big companies have a lot to learn when it comes to cross-promoting, maybe things that they're doing on YouTube. They talk about their podcasting, they talk about what they're doing on Instagram to build this circle, you know, the circle of following by customers. And I think we all can do that as well as individual podcasters. So again, as I look ahead, again, show sustainability, look at what the podcast archive is doing. You can see what companies are continuing to do. I think we're going to see probably some more acquisition out there. But I want all of you to rest assured that we really have one focus here at Blueberry Podcasting. Is number one is really to make great tools to allow you to create great podcasts. And number two is really be there to support you with our great support team so that you can call a friend when you need a friend or call when you need help. So we're there to support you. And we want to make sure that your shows continue to grow and following the strategies that we think are best. Sustaining and building a podcast is challenging. I'm fast approaching, as a matter of fact, I'm 4 episodes away from my 1,500th episode on my longest running podcast. That's a big number. But I continue to work hard to build my audience, just as you do as well. So please understand that Mike, myself, Mackenzie, the entire team, the dev team, fully understand the challenges of building and growing a podcast today. And that's foremost in our mindset as we're working on things to make it easier for you to do what you do best and have to create content and then have the tools to be able to promote that content when you publish it. As a reminder, I still will do consultations, free consultations for podcasters. All you have to do is send me an email to todd@blueberry.com. I'll get you on the schedule, a free 30-minute consult for any podcast hosting customer at Blueberry. For those of you that are thinking about building networks, we're here for you to do that. Mackenzie, of course, for our affiliate program. I know many of you got your checks. My goodness, I saw the money go out and I gulped a little bit, but At the same time, I was very excited because I know that you brought us a tremendous amount of business, and that business allows us to continue to do what we do. And if you're not an affiliate yet, consider becoming one. But I'm going to, before I start rambling here too much, I do want to thank you for being a customer. We really do appreciate your business. We really do. And I want to give you the best wishes for 2021. And of course, talk with our team anytime you need help. And I just want to do a little bit of a reflection show and also look to the future. I'm excited about 2021 because I know what we have planned for you. And to me, that makes me really giddy. Our UI UX stuff, my UI UX developer, I believe she has knocked it out of the ballpark. I mean, really. I think once you see our new interface, you're going to be wow. And long time coming, a good facelift for our interface. And we're going to continue to work to improve that. It's going to be a continued process now, not something that we look at every 5 years. And we know that's important to you as well. Functionality will still be there. Things may be in a little different place, but it's definitely going to look slick. And that's the ultimate goal, is to make it easy for you and enjoyable for you as a podcaster and creating your podcast. Don't forget, if you want a free 30-day trial of Blueberry Podcasting, all you can do is just use the promo code INSIDER when you're on your when you're in the checkout lane at blueberry.com. Of course, if you're a podcaster, you need to be on the affiliate program, making money with us so that we can send you a big fat bonus check around Christmas next year. And I think that's really, really important. All right, folks, I'm going to wrap this up. Again, a little bit of a short one, just a little bit of a personal message from me to you. From the entire Blueberry team, Happy New Year. Be safe out there. We'll see you back next week with a regular edition of the Podcast Insider. Take care. Be safe. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.